Hey, it's Amiel. You're listening to How My View Grew, the show that dives deep into humanity's challenges by looking at big thinkers who have changed their minds. Today, I have a short one for you. In fact, every other week, I'm going to bring you a short one where I offer some perspectives, some skills that you can put into place. This one is about how to handle the mood of despair. Today, I revoke my permission to despair and show you how to do the same. This is related to my interview last week with Gil Friend. But if you haven't listened to that interview yet, that's okay. I think this can still be valuable for you. There is a whole lot in the world to feel angry, scared, or sad about. Pick the thing that bugs you the most, and a rant is only one tweet or Facebook post away. Or pick your favorite social media. Emotions don't need to stick around forever, but often they do, especially when you return to places that trigger you. Then a fleeting emotion shifts into persistent mood or predisposition for action. Instead of feeling just a moment of anger while watching a politician you dislike purse his cynical lips, which drives you crazy, you walk around in anger all day long. Or rather than experiencing a moment of anxiety while reading how a hotter planet will flood cities, maybe one near you, you bring anxiety into every conversation. And that's what I mean by mood. If emotions are like the weather, coming and going, mood is like the climate. It persists. And this is the case even during climate change. For example, the climate in Austin, where my brother lives, is very different from the climate in Ann Arbor, where I live. Moods are just like that. They persist. One mood I see a lot of today, especially around climate change and politics, is despair. Despair is the assessment that everything has gone wrong and can never get better. Because despair is a mood, not just an emotion, this assessment persists in your mind and body throughout the day, throughout the weeks, and sometimes even throughout the year. While this can open up some possibilities for action, it closes up a heck of a lot of others. And here's my assessment of despair. It sucks. And when I say sucks, I mean it. Not useful for anything. Again, I got to emphasize, we're not talking about the emotion of despair that comes and goes. We're talking about the mood of despair that persists. And that is why today I'm revoking my permission to despair. And hey, while we're at it, may I take the liberty of revoking yours? Why don't we just stop? Now, I know it's more complex than that, but we have to start somewhere, right? Let me tell you my starting place. It's a set of daily practices to undermine despair. Now, year-round, these include a 10-minute mind-body warm-up routine in the mornings. That's fun and stretches me out. Lifting weights or playing tennis. Lately, I've loved playing tennis. Talking regularly with friends, and not just any friends, but those in particular who, when I'm around them, I feel gratitude, I feel joy, or a sense of resolve. Limiting social media, that's kind of an obvious one, but important. Getting my news from print rather than TV or video because I can read at my own pace and I don't have sound blaring at me. And choosing a mix of themes or types of news. So I like to look at the sports or at entertainment and even some frivolous things rather than just focusing on the most difficult or alarming news in the world. And again, these are sets of daily practices, listening to podcasts that approach the world's complexity with grounded calm. In other words, they take it seriously and they're level-headed, they're grounded. And then in the winter months, I add on something else, which is 15 minutes of full spectrum light. In fact, I can see that full spectrum lamp in front of me right now. And when it's on, it works wonders. A few disclaimers that I want to make about these practices that I make about every practice. Number one, not for everyone because different strokes for different folks. Number two, it may have side effects or unintended consequences. And three, dilute before using. In other words, your proportions, your timing may be different from my own. Now, if these disclaimers sound intriguing but not entirely clear, hey, stick around, as I'll have more to say about them in future episodes. And I also do humor experiments. This is really fun and really valuable. And the idea is this. If you cannot beat despair through daily practice, don't join it. Dissolve it with humor. Fool the brain into feeling a sense of lightness. So here's today's experiment, and you can do it with me. When I feel irritated by something, by anything, I stop what I'm doing, lift my arms, and I'm doing it right now, into the air like I'm doing the Y in YMCA, and I say the following, fuck! Immediately, a smile comes to my face. Maybe it's coming to yours. And sometimes I laugh. Always, I feel better. And then I do it again, and again, and again. So that is how I revoke my permission to despair. Thank you for listening. If you believe in this show, like what you're hearing, or simply don't know what to do with yourself for the next 60 seconds, please leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is produced in Detroit by Zach Rosen.